Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Gary Storti, the Director of Government and Corporate Affairs with the Canadian Pork Council. Thanks for joining us, Gary.
Oh, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Exports of Canadian pork to China have now been suspended. First of all, what prompted the suspension of Canadian pork exports to China, and what actually led up to this development?
So this is a situation where pork products landed in China, indicating that they're of Canadian origin. But upon further investigation, the documents that would verify that and the seals and whatnot were deemed fraudulent or suspicious to be fraudulent. So with that, in discussion between the discussion between the Chinese and Canadian authorities, that has prompted an investigation, a criminal investigation by the RCMP. And as a result of that, where there is these export certificates have been, indicated that they potentially could be forged, the Canadian government has decided to stop issuing export certificates to China for pork and beef. So for this, in the meantime, as of the 25th, there's no pork being shipped to China as a result of this.
Just how important has the Chinese market been for Canadian pork, and approximately how many exports are being affected by this latest development?
Well, it's one of those things where this year in 2019, and really up to the end of April, you know, the Chinese market has been incredibly important and growing. Over 150,000 tons of Canadian pork shipped to China with over $300,000 was over a 50% increase in volume this year compared to last year. So it was gearing up to be a very strong year for Canadian pork in the Chinese market for us. This is really as a result of the global shift in pork demand right now because of African swine fever. China is managing this disease, but it is affecting their production. And it is drawing pork from really pork suppliers and global producers around the world. And really, 2019 was going to be a strong year for Canadian pork.
At this time, what is the Canadian pork sector asking of the federal government?
Well, this situation is under investigation, the criminal investigation, and we are asking the Canadian government to continue the dialogue between the two group officials, in one case CFIA here in Canada, and Chinese authorities, and to keep us informed of the progress, because we do realize that this is going to take some time to resolve. We're hoping that it's weeks rather than months. But we do understand that this is a criminal investigation. For the Canadian industry, the economic impact, it's a bit too soon to tell. We are, watching and monitoring the system. But, there is some silver linings. And essentially all the product that has been en route able to be shipped as of the 25th, it will proceed to market. The rest of the product, essentially, that has not been prepared or will essentially say boxed and ready to go to China, will be ideally absorbed within other markets.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion taking place and a lot of not misinformation, but certainly details that are not quite as transparent. One thing that we do have concern about is the impression or the discussion involving ractopamine. The Canadian pork industry does not use ractopamine. Second of all, this situation and the export, the temporary suspension, is not as a result of anything related to ractopamine here in Canada. it is a situation where there's some fraudulent paperwork. And that is frankly the real reason why there's been a halt in exports.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you for the opportunity to talk to you today.
Our guest has been Gary Storti, the Director of Government and Corporate Affairs with the Canadian Pork Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.